Now, I want to go back and tell you a little bit about my grandparents. Well, my grandmother and grandfather, Fisher, my mother's mother and father, well, they came over from England when they had one child, and they were really pioneers, and my grandpa Fisher looked around, and he went up in Canada, and he went down in Louisiana, and I don't know exactly all he did do, but they had a sawmill, I believe, when my mother was born in Seven Oaks, some little town named Seven Oaks. And my grandfather lived to be about 75, and my grandmother Fisher, and he died of cancer, and my grandmother Fisher just died of old age. She was 84. She had born 9 children. She was a small when she was young, very, very tiny, but then as she got older, she, I guess, got fatter. But I remember her over at Aunt Edith's. She stayed with Aunt Edith toward the last of her life, and I remember going over there and brushing her hair. And she'd sit in a rocking chair and not do very much except go to church meetings and socials. And I remember they always had tea every afternoon. So I just remember her as a sort of a rocking chair grandmother, but always interested in everything I did, and always ready to get in the car and go for a ride, or go to a tea, or go to a social. And I've already talked about my grandfather, Fisher, how he used to make things for me. And my grandmother Harlock and grandfather Harlock, they lived in a big house, and they had lots of colored servants around. And when I would go there in the summer, my grandfather Harlock would come and pick me up, and we'd take a 9 o'clock train and go from Houston to Navasota, and then there'd always be a taxi there. We'd get there about midnight. It'd take us 3 hours to go 75 miles. And we'd get in the taxi and go up to the house. It'd be all dark, and I would slip in, and I would go in the bedroom where Aunt Gladys and little Gladys and Catherine were, and Uncle Eugene were all in there, and I would slip in there and get in bed. And I'd stay about 2 weeks. And I enjoyed going there because it was a big house and had a great big yard and peach trees and tomato bushes, all kinds of gardening things out in the back, and animals. And it was quite a pleasure. And I remember they had a big porch on the side, and there was always a lot of watermelons from Hempstead over there. Friends had brought him. And I remember way back there, he would go down to his office, which was a cottonseed mill, and then the one servant would take a big basket down to him for his lunch. Then he would come back about 2 o'clock and take a nap. And then I remember he'd go to bed just about as soon as the sun went down, and we'd all have to be kind of quiet. And he always looked nice. He had a black silk alpaca suit. I don't know exactly what it was made of, but it was a nice suit. And my grandmother Harlock was always fussing at him because he would put his pipe down in his pocket, and sometimes his pipe would still be hot and burn a hole in his suit. And it was funny how you remember certain things. I remember his bedroom always smelled so nice because he always liked perfume. In fact, the whole house was beautifully decorated in those days. You'd never know, because when you went back to the funeral, my mother's funeral, it didn't look a bit nice then. But when I was a child, it was really kept up beautifully. And my grandmother Harlock was always taking charge of things and phoning down to the grocery store every morning to order her food. and it would be delivered, and she was always in the kitchen, even though she did have servants to help. She was the boss. And I would sometimes ask her how she made things, and she'd said, you just watch me. I don't know exactly what I put in things. I remember she made such beautiful cakes, and I wanted to get recipes, but she wouldn't write it down. She just told me to watch how she did it. She was a doer, whereas my grandmother Fisher was a kind of a rocking chair person. But my grandmother Harlock was always busy cooking and doing things. And she didn't dress up too much around the house. I remember she kind of wore kind of a Mother Hubbard sort of house dress. But when she came to Houston, they would go to Everett Bulow's and pick out beautiful clothes. She always dressed nicely when she came to Houston. I can remember there was always people coming to visit us when we lived on McKinney. There would either be the Harlocks from Navasota or the Fishers from Liberty. And my mother would always have to be busy getting ready for guests. Well, anyway, my grandmother Harlock and my grandfather Harlock died around, I guess they were around 75 or something like that, but they died from heart failure or heart trouble. But I have pleasant memories of all my grandparents. It's too bad that you all didn't have more grandparents to think about like I did. I really enjoyed those summers when I'd go up there and stay 2 weeks because it was so different. In fact, in Houston, there was no social life when you were a teenager much. But there, you'd have parties, and we'd dress up. I remember Aunt Gladys would sometimes sew for me while I was there and make me a dress and make little Gladys a dress. And I remember one time we were all dressed up. I had a green organdy, and I put on some black earrings. I remember, I must not have been but about 14, but it was thrilling to me to be dressing up like that. And we went to this party, and